Tasha Channel 1, and so here we are reading Chapter 18, Dates and Days of the Week. Tibetan months are referred to simply as first month, second month, and so on through the 12th month. First month, Dawa Tangbo. Second month, Dawa Nyiba. 12th month, Dawa Chungyi. The first month of the Tibetan year begins with the new year, Losar, which, since the calendar is based on a lunar system, varies from year to year according to our solar-based calendar. It usually falls between late January and early March. Tibetan dates are called Seva, the particle inserted in numbers like 21, 22, and so forth, explained in numbers, can be dropped when talking about dates. The 21st, Seva Nishuchik. Notice the absence of the particle Tsa. The 13th, Seva Chusum. We haven't gotten to numbers yet. This will make a bit more sense when we've read about those. For Western months and dates, you can add the word Inji to the Tibetan words for month and date. Western month, Inji Dawa plus number. Western date, Inji Tseba plus number. There are at least four important days in the Tibetan month. The new moon, Tseba Tangbo, the 10th lunar day, Tseba Chu, the full moon, Tseba Chumna, and the 25th, Tseba Nishudna. By following the Tibetan calendar, you will know when these and other auspicious days are coming, and can plan a trip to a monastery on one of them. You will most likely find some type of monastic ceremony occurring on each of the 4 days mentioned above. If you decide to follow the Tibetan calendar, you should be aware that sometimes days are doubled or left out, as are months on occasion. This helps to balance out natural tendencies in the lunar year. Days of the week, Monday, Sadawa, Tuesday, Samikma, Wednesday, Salakpa, Thursday, Sapubu, Friday, Sapasan, Saturday, Sapemba, Sunday, Sanyama. The seasons, summer, Yaga, fall, Tunga, winter, Kunga, spring, Chiga. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Sipjonango.